Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. New Jersey now wants visitors from Delaware to quarantine for 14 days once they arrive in the Garden State to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Delaware becomes one of 19 states on the travel restriction list. Details from KYW's Suzanne Monahan.
According to the New Jersey Department of Health, people who are traveling to New Jersey from Delaware for business are exempt from the travel advisory. The self-quarantine is voluntary, but compliance is expected. The Cape May Lewis Ferry will continue taking passengers between the two states. A spokesman from the Delaware River and Bay Authority says information about the quarantine will be given to people boarding in Lewis.
Delaware Governor John Carney's response to this.
I think you could conclude from what I've been saying that I believe we don't belong in the same category with these other states, notwithstanding the recent uptick that we've had.
He says he plans to speak with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Philadelphia Health Commissioner Tom Farley brought up Delaware in the city's latest coronavirus briefing as we hear from City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Delaware is one place where new cases have crossed the threshold into a high incidence area. The city has asked people coming from high incidence areas to quarantine for 2 weeks, but Dr. Farley says he's not including Delaware in that yet.
This is going to cause some practical issues for commuters, and so at the moment I'm not recommending that for commuters, and we'll look at whether we need to change our recommendations in view of that.
Dr. Farley says he thinks the city's mask requirement will be an important factor in avoiding a second wave.
Dr. Farley adds the number of new coronavirus cases in Philadelphia has stabilized, but the city is in no rush to relax restrictions on indoor dining. In the suburbs, Bucks County officials say a big chunk of new COVID-19 cases were from people who traveled out of state, but KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports the county's health director says common sense is what's needed to keep people safe.
Bucks County's Dr. David Damsker says over a four-day period, they had 103 new active cases. He says 50 of those were picked up out of state, many in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Right now, traveling to those states, you're taking a little bit of a risk.
Damsker says people should try to postpone any travel to states seeing spikes in cases. He says if you have to go,
be really careful when you're there. Continue to wear your mask and sanitize. Don't go to bars. Don't go to any kind of large gatherings.
Damsker says he doesn't see a need for widespread quarantine from certain states. Instead, he says if people follow what he calls a modified quarantine after travel, they should be fine.
Damsker says the vast majority of the recent cases in Bucks County are in younger people with mostly mild symptoms. Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson has apologized after posting on his Instagram a quote from Adolf Hitler containing anti-Semitic remarks. Jackson's apology came on Instagram as well.
My post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community.
The Jewish Federation of Philadelphia called Jackson's post deeply offensive and disturbing, while the ADL of Philadelphia, an anti-hate organization, hopes Jackson will use the moment as a chance to work with the Jewish community. The Eagles issued a statement calling Jackson's remarks offensive and absolutely appalling. They said they have spoken with their wide receiver. Some people in New Jersey voted the old-fashioned way on primary election day, in person, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
There are fewer physical polling places because of the pandemic, but that didn't stop Sophia Reyes of Cherry Hill from finding hers and casting her ballot in person.
That's what I'm used to doing. The location was changed, though, due to COVID, I believe, because the other space is a clinic.
One election worker said some people were bringing their mail-in ballots to the polling place.
Most voting was done ahead of time by mail. A new resource is available to help people in the region who lost their jobs in the tourism and hospitality industries during the pandemic get back to work. Visit Philadelphia has launched a job section on its website. There are a wide variety of job opportunities at places like hotels, restaurants, and other businesses. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.